In crime news, police are still asking for your help in locating suspects in an armed robbery that happened in the early morning hours of Tuesday in the parking lot of the Red Roof Inn on Fordham Boulevard. From a second-floor balcony, the victim spotted three people robbing his van. When he yelled at them from the balcony, one of the suspects pulled a gun and pointed it at him as the other two continued to steal tools from the van. You can find a security cam photo on our website, chapelboro.com. Police ask that you call 911 or contact Chapel Hill Police directly if you have any information about this incident. The Board of Orange County Commissioners drew much attention from some community members earlier this year when the idea was floated of creating a buffer zone around school grounds for protests and demonstrations. While county school leaders and students reported feeling unsafe due to some protests in late 2021, other community members argued that such an ordinance would hinder their constitutional rights. On Tuesday night, the county commissioners took a step further in their plan for compromise. They approved a mission statement and opened applications for the School Safety Task Force. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has the details.
Orange County Commissioners Gene Hamilton and Earl McKee took lead in helping create the charge for the task force, which was approved in October. Earlier in the year, Hamilton initially requested the county seek drafting an ordinance to limit how near protests could be held to campuses during school hours. But last month, she said she wants more discussion on what developed into a controversy for the commissioners.
I would like to table the ordinance and have a committee, a subcommittee of the board, with school staff, our attorney, with the sheriff's office, to think through all those issues that you're talking about.
The charge for this new task force is to discuss ways in how the Orange County government, schools, law enforcement, and community can enhance the safety of the school environment from external threats or distractions. After meeting for 6 months, the group will recommend new or amended policies to the Board of County Commissioners for consideration. Chair of the board, Renee Price, spoke with 97.9 The Hill following the meeting and said she believes the task force will do a better job of achieving what the commissioners are most concerned about.
It really just clarifies what we're trying to do. You know, we had, you know, last spring and even in the fall, people that had thought that this was a way to silence speech or silence parents, but in no way is that the whole point of this is just to be sure that our students can learn and have an environment in which they can learn.
Hamilton and McKee will also serve on the task force with 16 other people, including appointees from all four law enforcement agencies in the county and people from the Orange County and Chapel Hill-Carrboro City School Districts. Price added that a facilitator will be hired to help manage the discussions and that another key demographic will be included on the task force.
We agreed on the composition, which will include students, as well as the timeline, and their charge is to begin work soon, as soon as we get everyone on board, but to do their work by the end of the school year, which would be in June.
The school's safety task force will meet at least 6 times between January and June, meaning applications for the student, parent, or community leader roles on the group must be quickly filled. The county said it's accepting applications through Sunday, December 4th. Price said she's hopeful the group will bring about helpful recommendations with all interested parties accounted for. She recommended that if people still continue to have concerns, they get in touch with school officials, since the Board of County Commissioners is largely removed from decision-making by the two districts.
We really don't get into the day-to-day operations of the schools or the school policy. We try to assist in any way we can because, you know, we do fund the schools. They are our children as well.
To apply for the Orange County Schools Safety Task Force, community members must provide their information and written explanations to why they wish to participate, how their perspective would add to conversation, and more. You can find a link to apply on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
From UNC now, some not-so-great grades from an organization that ranks hospitals. The Leapfrog Group does twice annual grades of hospitals across the country. UNC received a C grade from the group, which is the same assessment they gave in the spring. They say UNC Hospital has problems with infections, particularly post-surgery. They also cited avoidable complications after various procedures. Other UNC hospitals did get A's, including Rex Hospital in Raleigh. Duke's Hospital in Durham also got an A. One Chapel Hill nonprofit got some exciting news today. The Community Empowerment Fund was awarded $200,000 in flexible funding from Bank of America. They've been named a 2022 neighborhood builder by the bank. The Community Empowerment Fund is working to end the racial wealth gap in the community. This evening, Orange County is asking for feedback on the future of several county-owned facilities located in Hillsboro. The county's holding a listening session from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight at the Witted Building to give residents a chance to weigh in. Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver on why it's important.
The town gets questions about this with some frequency, which is that the county owns several properties in downtown Hillsboro, and some of them are no longer in use, like the old Link Building, like the old jail, and others the county is talking about, you know, consolidating or moving some things around. And it's important to understand that those are the county's buildings, and they're the ones really running this show. But what happens to those buildings, you know, especially some of the ones right in the heart of downtown Hillsboro, is really, it's going to be very important to the future and feel of Hillsboro. And so our residents and people who live and work here are very interested in what happens to those. Of course, the town is interested in that as well. And, you know, we've got great communication at the staff level. So we're feeling good about the way that that conversation is progressing, but just want folks to know that there is this public input opportunity that I'm glad the county is offering.
That's Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver speaking there. Again, tonight's listening session will be in the Witted Building. Starts in about 45 minutes at 6 p.m. Time now for sports, and we had some action happening already today. It wasn't great. The UNC men's soccer team was taking on High Point out at Dorrance Field. Game kicked off at noon, and the men did not ever get on the board. They ended up falling 2-0 to High Point, and that ends the men's soccer season. Women's soccer is in the second round of the NCAA tournament. They will kick off at 6 o'clock against Georgia. We'll have all the details about that one for you tomorrow after that one concludes. Meanwhile, in basketball, men's and women's basketball are both now 3-0 on the season, and they're both playing James Madison next. Men have them at home at noon on Sunday. The women also play Madison on Sunday, but they'll be up there at 2 o'clock. Also, the men's team just got some big news. Three of the stars of the team have been put on the John Wooden watch list, which goes to the National Player of the Year. Not surprisingly, it's Armando Bacot, R.J. Davis, and Caleb Love. Kentucky and Duke are the only other teams with three players on the 50-player list. Also learned yesterday, it is official. Five-star guard Simeon Wilcher of New Jersey has signed with UNC. You can go to chapelboro.com for a breakdown of all of the signees for the men and women's teams for the class of 2023. Meanwhile, the honors keep piling up for UNC redshirt freshman quarterback Drake May. Wednesday, May was named a semifinalist for the Walter Camp Player of the Year Award. He's still drawing Heisman buzz as we enter the penultimate weekend of the regular season. UNC defensive coach Gene Chizik actually knows a little something about Heisman-winning quarterbacks, as he's worked with one before. Here's what he has to say about Drake May.
Anyway, I've been around a lot of great college quarterbacks. Drake May is special. He's special. I mean, Phil does a great job coaching him. The scheme is great with him. He's got things you can't teach, and I've been around the ones that are probably considered some of the greatest in college football history. And they had those same things. They had the things you couldn't teach. They had an innate ability to, you know, see the field, the innate ability to escape things and make extend plays. You know, great quarterbacks are great decision makers, and they have great accuracy. Now, you can guru everything up about all the things that are make up a great quarterback. If they can make great decisions and they got great accuracy, they got a chance to be really, really special. And he's got all of that. And it's really amazing as a young guy, the skill set and the traits that he has. And we go against it every day in practice. But he reminds me a lot of the other great ones I've been around. And he's special.
That's Gene Chizik talking Drake May and his special quarterback skills. Next chance to see Drake May on the field will be this Saturday. And that game is against Georgia Tech at home, 5:30 kickoff for that one.